And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Common Radio News. At 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Displaced farmers in Luanshya's Kafubu ward that bemoan delays in the land reallocation exercise. In African news, the Namibians are warned against holding parties at cemeteries after a disgraceful event. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Farmers in Makoma Extension, formerly known as the Ngombe area of Kafubu ward in Ron constituency, have expressed a displeasure over delays in the land reallocation exercise initiated by the Luansha Municipal Council. Speaking to Kumboni News after a stakeholders meeting held at the Luansha Civic Center, displaced farmer and settler Benson Chansa said since the council legally planned the Ngombe farming block in 2022, he has not been included for formal allocation, making it difficult for him to continue with his farming activities.
mari daja ave nene twa sadi in fact yaba ishire da sala iba cancel iba ishire da yo eh imashin shi mu mari shi ba ku da wani ko mu rondo so mwana ta mpoku la ya kira muntu ku yala iku wa kula kikashani iku wa kala mba wakala mtu kini andibali ishile wa kanzi aisa kishika kapusha kira muntu ku yala kira muntu ku yala so kwa wafu ya mbifu wa shikweta mapepa zinga mwati mfosu wa chila randa ya mkisa mkufu mye marisiti ya kwa tia tupere stepa wa isa sango kwa tia mapepa zinga pagi until now.
Another displaced farmer, Espina Kananga, questioned whether the relocation program would be fully implemented given the backlash it had attracted among farmers. She revealed that her life has been threatened by a former landowner who vowed to harm her if she cultivates the piece of land allocated to her. However, Kafubu Ward Councillor Alex Mafuta dismissed the allegations, stating that there has been a huge misunderstanding over the matter. He said the local authority remains committed to legalizing the farming block and ensuring equal allocation of farmland to all affected settlers, complete with the proper documentation and title deeds.
Before the elections, at the 2021, there was an issue where those settlers from Mumbi were given ITP, and others were not given. So when we came into power, they said, no, everyone who is having a farm there, who is farming there, has to be given the ITP. And this is what we have done. Now, the issue which is there is that mostly those people are having some, let's say, one lima, two lima, three limas. Now the council said, no, we're going to give them a hectare. So, what is on the ground? We find those lima limas are found in 1 hectare. So, we cannot, council cannot allocate either 4 people in 1 hectare. So, there are some displacement to say you go there and another one hectare, another one. So, that's the challenge which is there. They don't want to move.
Some Lusaka residents have expressed concern with the high number of divorce cases that have continued to be recorded in the country. Speaking in an interview with Common Ready News, the resident stated that it is regrettable that divorce cases have continued to rise, which they have attributed to lack of understanding among couples. Some residents also attributed the economic hardships that families are facing as contributing factors to the high divorce cases being recorded. They have since urged the church to put in place interventions to prevent divorce cases, stating that the current trend is worrying.
Ndangu alipumbali hebu nzoziwa na wamene mbeba zofundwa na wamene kweza da kuchiti akuchiti nga mkazi dene kwa nozi gwiri ya ndia jamani wamo menya mkazi mkazi ya maya chozea kwa nyumba maya daa kwa pia zi wakamula tukala nai jamani ya uti unakamtima kuti munga example munga ya mwena mkonda nai because mwana bakazi mufutia na yati wamuna tifutai.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has urged our government to increase the number of planned health worker recruitments in light of the recent job losses linked to USAID funding cuts. RDAZ President Dr. Pochiwe says the government must scale up allocation towards human resources and recruitment of health personnel. He notes that this can only be achieved if the health sector budget is raised to at least 15% of the national budget, in line with the Abuja Declaration. Dr. Chiwe has emphasized that such an increase would allow a significant portion of the allocation